Everyone always says your money should work as hard as you do. But the thing is, with Eagle Bank's highly competitive deposit interest rates on money market accounts and CDs, your money doesn't even need to work that hard. From personal to business, Eagle Bank's flexible deposit terms help you hit financial goals in the short and long term. Stop by one of the DMV area locations or visit us online at eaglebankcorp.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Key of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
This is CSN's Redskins Talk. Here is your host, JP Finley.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk, the podcast is here. We want to hear from you. Hit me on Twitter at JP Finley CSN, Facebook.com/JP Finley CSN. And more, I'm getting a lot of fun feedback on Instagram, which is cool. And my Instagram is just JP Finley 3. Finley is spelled with an A. If you have beef with that, take it up with the Irish Immigration Board from my grandfather. So it's not my fault. With me, as always, Rich Tandler. Tandler, what's up, man?
Doing good.
Good to hear. All right, Tandler, we've had a little bit of time to kind of take in this Oakland game. You and I are gonna turn our sights to Kansas City now. I'll tell you what, any listeners out there, we know all the big names. We know about Joe's and I think it's Gates, any of the barbecue joints in KC that are famous, we know about. But if there's any places off the radar we need to check out, we need you to let us know. Tandler, how much barbecue are you going to eat when we go to Kansas
City? I figure we got three meals. I'm getting there Sunday late morning, so that's lunch.
Did you at least get a direct flight this time?
Yeah.
All right. That's better. Your travel to L.A. was silly.
Okay. If you didn't like it, I don't know what to say about it. But again, I drive 10 minutes, 15 minutes to Dulles rather than driving an hour and a half to flipping BWI. So
direct flights.
That's worth
man.
A little layover.
Two words, direct flights.
Why don't we get direct to this podcast?
All right. So you're saying three meals in Kansas City, you going all barbecue all the time?
Yeah. They might have some of them. You know, I don't know what they serve in the press box, but I figure it might.
I kind of feel like they might serve barbecue there.
Yeah, which is fine. As long as I get the three major food groups of brisket, ribs, and pulled pork, I think it'll be fine.
How do you rank those brisket, ribs, and pulled pork?
I'd go.
Pulled pork is the number one.
Brisket's probably a little safer. I don't. All ribs, the real ribs really have to be done right for them to be good. You know, brisket, it's not easy, but it's easier than ribs. And then pulled pork, I like, but out of those three, if you put them in front of me, that's the one I'd pick last.
You are completely wrong on this topic. The exact mirror image, the opposite of what you said is correct. Pulled pork is the best, ribs are the second best, and brisket is wildly overrated. There, I said it. Now we can get into the podcast.
Okay.
Have you watched any film on the Chiefs? They're pretty damn good, dude.
No, I looked at a lot of numbers today, though, and yeah, they are. Alex Smith is averaging over 9 yards per pass attempt, which is just crazy.
Alex Smith. Alex Smith,
yes.
That we're talking about.
Yes.
And we all know he's not going downfield with it either.
Makes it even more crazy.
Right.
Let's see. The Kareem Hunt, the running back, averaging, I think he's a teen, they're averaging over 6 a carry. I think he's averaging 9 yards a carry, 9 point something. I mean, it's nuts.
That's pretty good.
Now, they can't. I'm looking at this. I'm going, you know what? They can't keep it up.
Let me throw
a year.
All right, go ahead. I got one number that's a good one, but you tell me when it's my time.
Yeah, they can't keep it up all year. But as far as the Redskins are concerned, all they have to do is keep it up one more game. So, you know, that it's going to be going to be a big test for the defense, no doubt.
It's easy to stay hot through week four. You know what I mean? Like, you're not talking about, oh, we'll get them week nine. It's next week, and they're on fire. This one stood out to me looking at some numbers. So Kareem Hunt leads the NFL in rushing yards. Number two in the NFL is Dalvin Cook. So another rookie playing with the Vikings. He has 288 yards. So that's number two. Kareem Hunt has him beat by almost 115 yards. Kareem Hunt has 401 rushing yards. So he's almost a full game clear on the rest of the league. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's not another runner that has 300, and he's at 400, which is just remarkable.
He has a rushing touchdown of over 50 yards in each of their three games.
Yikes. That's good. That's good if you're here's a little confession. I have him in one of my fantasy leagues, and I'm pretty stoked.
Okay. Well, that's all right. I imagine it would be.
I'm looking at league leaders just online real quick here. I don't know if now's a good time to bring it up, but have you been watching DeMarcus Lawrence? Does that sting for Redskins fans?
Well, you know, he's had 2 years where, you know, he didn't do a whole lot. Excuse me, 3 years where he hasn't done a whole lot. So, you know, he was injured.
Who did the Skins take him?
Was suspended. They got they ended up with Trent Murphy and Spencer Long.
Okay,
with the two picks,
two
that they
solid
got.
Contributors, and Murphy was trending significantly further up before the injury.
Right. How many sacks does Lawrence have?
He's got 6.5 through three games, man.
Yeah, I'm skeptical of that holding up, but we'll see.
That's a lot. I mean, even if he slows down and gets...
He's not going to get 36 sacks.
I don't think he's going to get 36, Tanner. Sacks. Thank you for clearing that up. But I think he could certainly conservatively finish with 13. And that's a big impact.
That is. That's fine.
I'm just saying, it jumps out.
That would be 7 sacks in the remaining 13 games.
That's why it was a very conservative number.
Right. We'll see.
We will see. We will see, Rich. All right.
The Cardinals were awful last night. Cardinals had a bad offense. The Giants have a bad offense.
They started so early. They looked good early. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And, Taylor, you just gave away that we're recording this on Tuesday.
Oh, what did I say? Like, people don't know. They know it's not a live show.
Man, you never know. You're right. People know. It's Tuesday night, everybody. I left my family to come into the podcast studio so that our record sounded clean, so I didn't get the Twitter audio experts making fun of me and Taylor over the phone at my home. All right, we're going to do a little table of contents, and then we're going to go through everything. So we're going to hit you with, we got to talk Survivor Pool. We got to talk Snapchat. We're going to set our over-unders. And then this is the big news. This is a big reveal here. We haven't had it in over a month. We haven't had it since Richmond. But we got a Tandler's Got Jokes segment coming for you today. Tandler's going to tell us a couple jokes. We can rate them and see how they are. And then, all right, I'm gonna own something here. We planned on putting the Kendall Fuller, Monte Nicholson interviews into the end of our podcast following the Raiders game. Here's what happened. It was super late at night. It was getting to be 3 a.m. The audio wasn't prepared yet from those interviews to put onto the podcast. I told the person that runs our podcast, I said, you know what, just publish it. I will tell everybody about it on Wednesday, and we'll get them those interviews Wednesday. So you're getting your interviews, and sorry for the delay, but it was 3 a.m., and we wanted to get the podcast up so everybody could listen to it on their Monday morning commute. So honesty is the best policy, right, Tandler?
I'd say that was a good call.
Okay. All right. So on with the show. The Redskins Talk Survivor Pool is killing it, man. People are doing really well. Taylor, you are 3 for 3, I believe, correct?
Yes.
All right. Who have you had so far?
I had Green Bay, and I was sweating it. They were down 21-7 in the second half, but it's good to have Aaron Rodgers on your side. And I survive, and I have no losses 3 weeks in. Of course, I have burned some pretty.
See,
good
that's the thing. You burned some big teams, man.
You know what? But early in the season, as wacky as things are, I think I'll wait to pick. You know, I thought about going wacky and picking the Colts or the Browns, but you know, it just gets that this early in the season, it's too unpredictable. So I'll be forced not to play it safe as the weeks go on.
Right. All right. So here's what's crazy, man. So this our survivor pool is double elimination because we wanted to, you know, you don't want a bunch of people out 4 weeks in because we got really good participation in this, which we really appreciate. And clearly you guys want to get an item of clothing out of Rich Taylor's closet. I don't blame you. There's going to be some gems in there, I promise. Not to mention, if you want to be, you get to do a guest segment on Redskins Talk Podcast. There are, all right, in first place is Big Boy Tank. I don't know. I'm guessing this is alphabetical. I don't really know why he's in first place, but he's 3-0. There are 33 people that are 3-0, which is pretty impressive, man. Through 3 weeks, 33 people are 3-0, including my boy Southwest DC John O. That's my guy from Wilmington. What's up, buddy? I am in 36th place because, like a dummy, I forgot to get my pick in week two, and then I was forced to pick on that dreadful Monday night Giants-Lions and pick the Giants. So, whatever, that sucked, but I'm still standing. And I would argue that I've had the two gutsiest wins between the Rams on opening day, and I had the Titans last week to beat the Seahawks at home. Which I think was a. Can you do you like that pick, Taylor? I'm not taking the Packers yet. I'm set up for the long haul.
That's good. That's a good strategy as long as you remember to make your picks.
All right, and so here's the thing: is we 87 people are left, so 33 haven't lost any yet. Mitch Tischler lost with the Steelers last week. How about that?
I thought about taking them too.
Oh, dude, some of these people lost with no pick last week. Come on, C-Bird and E-Man. The Steelers hurt a lot of folks last week looking at this.
Yep.
And what's even more remarkable is that, so 88, I mean, it looks like at least 30. I mean, there's a lot of people that are already out. Now, some of that, I think, is they just stop making picks. And you know, free contests like this, sometimes you get people that just kind of lose interest. But,
right.
I mean, there are however many 131 minus 88 is are already out. And some of these guys made picks. A lot of these people actually made 3 weeks' worth of picks and are already out. So it's tough luck for Richard Stradler. Oh, I think I know Richard. Manfred, sorry, buddy. We'll have another contest. Maybe for the playoffs, we'll come up with another contest. But you will not be getting any clothing out of Rich Taylor's closet.
Nobody is getting clothing out of Rich Taylor's closet.
Somebody is, dude. Unless it's a lawyer that like is saying we're not allowed to. Somebody's coming to your house.
I'm going to hire a lawyer and tell me.
No, dude. We're lawyer free on this podcast. All right. That is the Survivor Rundown. Folks, get your picks in. Anybody you like early this week, Taylor?
Yeah, I really haven't looked at the slate. I know I won't be picking either team in Kansas City, Washington.
I agree with that.
That's all I know for sure.
I tell you what, man. I've already used them, but I actually really like the Rams playing the Cowboys this week. I think Sean McVay will have those boys ready to go.
I can't figure out the Cowboys yet, man.
Yeah,
so bad in Denver. Denver is a good team, but not a great team, as we saw in Buffalo.
Denver at home, I think, is a different beast.
Yeah.
I think that Mile High with that defense and all you need to do is run the ball and you hit a couple passes, it looks different. You know what I mean? On the road, yeah. I don't know. I can't pick the Rams, but I'm telling you, the Rams are going to beat the Cowboys. Let's dig into Snapchat, Taylor. You want to take it away? This is your segment. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Let's see. Long stretches without seeing Preston Smith on the field. He played 23 snaps, and he got the sack. He had that run stuff of of Marshawn Lynch. So they're really rotating these guys to keep them effective. Junior Gallette only 15 snaps. Now, just remember, these are kind of low numbers.
But, I mean, the Raiders weren't out there all that much, right?
Yeah, 51 plays.
Right.
So usually the average is about 70. The Redskins, I think, ran 68. So, yeah, there weren't that many to go around. Josh Doctson, for the first time this year, Josh Doctson flipping over to offense. Josh Doctson played more than Ryan Grant did. 36 snaps to 34,
ooh,
so maybe
that's a good little nugget.
That gap will start to widen a little bit as the season goes on.
Question on that?
Yeah.
Ryan Grant has been productive. At some point, does Ryan Grant get some of Terrell Pryor snaps?
Yeah, honestly, he can play all three.
Doctson into Pryor's role, and then have Grant out there with Crowder on the other side.
Right.
Right? I mean, isn't that possible?
Yeah. I think it'll be a while before they start to reduce his playing time, but you can't leave him out there forever not being productive.
Agreed.
So, Jeremy Sprinkle got 7 snaps in his NFL debut. I didn't see much of an impact out of him, but he got his feet wet out there. Josh Harvey Clemens, besides Colt McCoy, he's the only player who was active who did not get into the game. I thought he would at least play some special teams.
I would think so too. I mean,
he did not play. Yeah,
he's such a beast too. I mean, like physically, he has the tools to play specials. You know what I mean?
And I'm sure he will. Foster being out, I think that caught him a little bit by surprise. I don't think that they were, that they were expecting that. I think they thought he could go, and I think at the last minute it turned out that he couldn't. So
it was weird, but I wonder if something happened because he was. Mace practiced pretty much all week, didn't he? At least that we saw.
Yeah, at least limited. I mean, I saw him out there on Wednesday. I mean, he just took two hands. Those sleds aren't. I don't know if it's a sled technically, but it's kind of in the shape of a guy on a thing that slides along. He gave it a good few pops with both arms, and so I thought, okay, well. He popped that thing back in. That probably hurts, but he looks pretty good to go to me. So I think there might have been some sort of a setback or maybe it just didn't quite heal as quickly as they thought it might.
What do you think is going to happen at the running back position?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
I mean,
it's Kelly's job.
Say the same. It's Kelly's job. P. Ryan's the backup. Mac Brown will be inactive. That's what Gruden said. He said that after the game.
Okay.
He specifically said Mac Brown will go back to being inactive. Now, I know everybody's all excited about Mac Brown, and I don't know. He's kind of like, to me, he's kind of like, they say in a lot of towns the backup quarterback is the most popular guy in town. I think for some reason the backup running back on their third string, fourth string running back on the Redskins is. I mean, he went out there. The Raiders' defense at that point was beaten up. They're physically exhausted. They had pretty well mailed in the game. I know offense pretty well mailed. They were not hurrying up. They were three scores down, but they weren't even putting on a pretense of trying to win the game. By the time Matt Brown got in, the Raiders' defense was defeated. And he got off some good runs, but it just was not an apples to apples comparison with P. Ryan, who I don't think P. Ryan's necessarily all that great, but I see no reason to get excited over Mac Brown over what he did against the Raiders.
Well, here's what I'll say. Rob has told me he wants to be out there. He wants back. But with the week 5 bye coming and getting that win at home against the Raiders, the worst they're going to be is 500 going into the bye. Do you think that has any impact? And maybe not even on Rob Kelly, but on what they do with Jordan Reed?
I started shaking my head when you started asking that question. No, they do not think that if a guy is ready for a game, he's going to play in the game. He's not, he won't. They don't go. They don't look. They don't say extra rest. They don't say this. They get 16 of these games, and they're not going to go with, you know, they're not going to leave one of their starters inactive who could play just to give them some rest, extra rest before a bye week. It just doesn't work that way.
Tandler. Everything is binary. Everything.
Well, it is in this case.
It might be.
If he's not, if he's ready, he'll play, and if he's not, he won't.
All right.
I mean, it's that simple. Well, the bye week.
Do I ever get to reply? What about when Gruden said we have to make the determination if 100% of Jeremy Sprinkle is better than 70% of Jordan Reed? So there is still a consideration of how healthy someone is. That's a consideration.
Yeah, but he's ready to play or he's not. But the bye week is not taken into consideration. They can play, they play. If they can't, or if, right, if the spring, if there is a better alternative.
It's not just if they can play, they play. But when you try to boil it down to if they can play, they play is not accurate because there are other factors that go into that. Like the Sprinkle at 100 versus Reed at 70 kind of situation. You know what I mean?
Like, okay.
You got to consider what else is available.
Is not, right, but the buy is not a consideration. That's my point.
I don't know that it's as steadfast as you believe it to be.
Okay.
As like many things, we will agree to disagree. Here's one thing I did want to. People are nuts, man. I thought for sure the broadcast would have made this very obvious, but people I know and respect still didn't understand that when Sean Laval came out of the game for that one snap, when Chris Thompson caught the big screen pass, it was because his face mask got ripped off. I mean, I tweeted out a picture of it. Did you see that picture, Tandler? Literally, his face mask was coming off his helmet.
Yes. Yeah, I saw it on the field.
Right.
I didn't.
So that was not like a that was
strategic.
That was not a, oh, we want Trent at guard this play. And now, Insecki's hurt. And by the way, Jay Gruden explained it the other day. He's going to see a specialist. Sounded like he could miss some time, I think is what, or a little while.
Quote, unquote.
Was it some time or a little while?
Yeah, could miss some time.
So some time from an NFL coach is a couple games, generally. Now, maybe the bye helps him time-wise. But stop with so the Insecki at tackle, Trent at guard stuff is not happening. I don't even think the long to guard, Rouye to center, Laval to the bench stuff is happening. But it's time to stop with the Insecki at left tackle stuff for everybody that tweets that at me. Tandler, do you agree?
Yes. And you know what? Insecki, you look at Insecki, I want to say he gave up 3 sacks last year and 4 quarterback hits in the 4 games he started. And that's what Trent allowed in the 12 games that he played. So he is not as good an alternative at the most important position on the field. So that's just it's a non-starter. I will be binary about that.
And I won't disagree with you. Ha ha! How about that?
No.
When something is that clear, and I tell you what, it's I get why fans get frustrated with Laval, but like when you talk to other players and you talk to NFL coaches about the level of play Trent Williams exhibits, you know they're not going to move him. And I don't. Not right. All fans kind of get to do that, but I'm telling you, they're not moving him.
Right.
All right.
Very simple.
Very simple on that one. Okay. And that was Snapchat, brought to you by one item of clothing from Rich Tandler's Closet.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Horseman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right. Now, it is game time. Unless, do you want to do joke time before over-unders, or do you want to save Taylor's Got Jokes?
I tell you, No, let's do it, because I don't want it to be the last thing we do, because they're kind of...
Well, we're going to have Kendall Fuller and Monte Nicholson at the end. Taylor, you can't tell people they're just okay. You got to build up your audience, man.
Well, I'd rather lower expectations than that.
under promise and over deliver. Is that what's going on? All right, dude. Well, you want a drum roll, or how do you want to handle this?
Let's just go.
All right, you're up. Taylor's got jokes. Taylor's got jokes. Brought to you by his dog Skeeter.
Hopefully, we can find a sponsor for this. But okay, a horse walks into a bar, sits down, orders a beer. The bartender says, "Hey, buddy, why the long face?"
Oh, man. All right. That's a joke that happened. Okay. It's in the ledger.
Okay. Two guys walk into a bar. The third one ducked under it.
Oh, man. Like, I'm laughing, but I don't know that there's a lot of factors going into my laughing.
I like the second one
better than the horse one.
I'll do a third one. Now, this one's funny. And I can't remember if I told it in the first 10 or just got jokes. But I'll go with it anyway. Okay. What's the difference between a drunk guy and a stoned guy?
I don't know.
The drunk guy runs through a stop sign. The stoned guy sits there and waits for it to turn green.
So you told like a version of that joke. You're definitely the joke you had.
I don't think I told it. I know I've told it to you, but I don't.
The joke you told in the August version of Taylor's Got Jokes was a stone guy's at a stop sign. The cop comes up, asks him, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm waiting for it to turn green." So
I love that joke, and I bet we've got a whole lot of new listeners, so they can enjoy it too.
This includes
Tandler's Got Jokes.
Tandler's Got Jokes. We need like a drop for that. We need a good audio Tandler's Got Jokes.
And we need a sponsor.
It's brought to you by an item of Rich Tandler's closet that a winner gets for winning Survivor. I tell you what, Taylor's Got Jokes on a scale of 1 to 10, solid 7. The horse one was kind of lame. The duck under the bar was kind of funny. And then I love the joke is fine, but I love that you love that joke so much that you just told a different version of the stoner joke.
I promise I'm done with that one. I'll make a note.
I say you just keep retelling different versions of it. I'm in for it. All right. Now it's time to get serious. Joke time is over. Time for over-unders. Through the season, I have 2 wins. Taylor has 1. A lot of football left. You still haven't bought me my cheer wine. I will be expecting that on Thursday for winning last week. All right. So setting over-unders. Kirk Cousins went way under our totals the first 2 games of the season.
First 2 games, yep.
Kirk Cousins' third game, he went way over. We set the number at 265 passing yards. He went for 365 passing yards. Cousins was a stud in that game. No way around it. Taylor, you went under. I went over. I thought he would play well. I thought the Skins would win. I did not expect it to go quite that well. Obviously, I don't think anybody really did, maybe besides – Jay Gruden and family members of the players. So for Cousins, Taylor, I think after that game, we're getting back to a spot where we have to set this thing damn near 300 every game. I can give you a little stats on KC. They have given up their defense in points is ranked 7th in the league. Their defense in yards, though, is 27th in the league. So it's a little funky. They're top 10 in turnovers. Their passing defense is giving up yardage. They against the Chargers last week, they gave up 220 through the air to Phil Rivers. against Carson Wentz. He almost had 300. He had 299. But remember, week one, they shut down Tom Brady. So a lot of moving parts.
Right.
If I don't know if you have a number prepared, Chandler, or I can – I think we got to set this thing at 285, something like that, 290?
Yeah.
Is that too high?
Even 300. No, I don't think so.
All right, so now, and let's remind all our listeners, we're not making our picks on the over-unders. We're just setting them.
Right.
We make our picks on Friday, and we actually do it Thursday night on television if you want to watch Redskins Game Plan, which is a pretty awesome show, and you should watch it on CSN. But so our official picks won't be till then. We're just setting the lines right now. You want to? Right, you're saying 300. I'm saying 285. You want to call it? Should we get a little interesting and go 292?
Okay, 292 it is.
All right, 292 for Kirk. I'm slacking these to you, so we have them officially written down. All right, up next we've been doing. The first 2 weeks we did Rob Kelly rush yards. Last week we did Chris Thompson total yards, and Thompson destroyed the number.
We obliterated.
Said, we said 75 total
doubled
yards
it,
for Chris Thompson. He doubled it on just pass yards, on just receiving yards. Chris Thompson is off to a wildly good start. Wildly good.
Okay.
So what do you want to stick with Thompson? I think it's kind of fun. We know he's going to be heavily involved. I think we got to up the total, but or do you want to go with P. Ryan? There's still so much unknown with Rob Kelly that I'm hesitant to go too far. Now, we could do – our third is still going to be an X factor, so we can pick whatever we want to do with this second over-under.
How about team rushing yards?
Team rushing yards? So we're gonna take away Thompson's pass yards out of the equation, basically.
Right.
Which is fair.
Yeah.
All right.
Team rushing yards.
All right. Let's look at what has happened. So every team that has played the Chiefs so far has gone over 100 yards, including the Eagles that don't have a very good run game. The Chargers went for 104 last week. The Eagles went for 107 the week before that. And the Pats hit them for 124 on the ground week one. The Skins have been running the ball well. Last week, the total wasn't that good in L.A. against the Rams. They ran the ball like wildfire.
229. Yeah.
All right. You tell me what you think this number should be, Taylor.
I was thinking about 105, 110, something around in there.
Well, we're getting funky today. You want to make it 107?
Go 107.
I think that might need to be a little higher, man. They gave up 107 to the Eagles, who don't run the ball well.
You also got to wonder, will the Redskins be in a position where they can run the ball?
I mean, we wondered that going into the Raiders game, and they showed they're committed to it.
Yeah. Are the Chiefs better than the Raiders? I mean, they never trailed in that Raiders game. And they were, from their first possession, they were ahead.
Dude, looking at the box score from this Chiefs-Chargers game, the Chargers piled up 330 yards of total offense, but had three turnovers. I feel like they must have just shot themselves in the foot, man.
Yeah.
I didn't get to watch, I think, a second of that game because I was at FedEx by that point. I've watched some stuff since, but nothing live. All right. I think we got to go a little higher. I mean, what are the Skins' last couple games on the ground? It's got to be... I don't know if you have that in front of you. I don't have it in front of me.
What? Oh, they gained 229 against the Rams.
229 against the Rams. Last week, they probably only had 80, 90 rush yards. Does that sound?
Let's see. I can find this very quickly. Offense, rush, 116.
Wow. Okay. So 229, 116. And what did they have week one against the Eagles? They couldn't run the ball at all, and they didn't run the ball at all.
64. They didn't run it.
All right, so 64, 229, and 116. So we're talking – I think you got to set this thing at like 115, Taylor. 110.
Okay. All right.
So what you picked the number.
110.
You want to make it weird and say – all right, 110 it is. 110 rush yards. All right. I tweeted out that we were setting our over-unders and for people to hit us with suggestions. I got some pretty funny ones, so we're at least going to – I'm going to address all of the suggestions I got. And we don't necessarily have to pick any of these, but some of these are pretty funny. I don't know if you've seen these, Tandler, but all right, let's see. Some of these are good. Some of these are funny. I'm just going to read them all. Matt Turrell, who is a friend to me and probably you, Tandler, says,
yeah,
1.5 Kareem Hunt touchdowns. That's a decent one. So Matthew Gilmore is doing some research, man, that the KC defense struggles against tight ends and that he knows Kirk and Jay Gruden like the tight ends. So he's saying, wow, this is too high, Matthew. He's saying just the tight end position, not Vernon Davis, not Jordan Reed, not Niles Paul, but the Redskins tight ends combine for 2 touchdowns over under. That's too high for tight end touchdowns. I think maybe you set it at 0.5 and you got something. Just does a tight end get a touchdown, I think would be interesting. But 2, I mean, to go over on that, you got to say there are going to be 3 tight end touchdowns. That's too high. I even think setting it at 1 would be too high. You agree?
Yes.
But 0.5 tight end touchdowns is interesting. So far we got Kareem Hunt. We got Redskins tight ends. Chris Dashiel, I just know him as Dash, so I hope I'm pronouncing that last name right. He runs WBAL Sports up in Baltimore. Says, this one's kind of fun, and this is like a real Vegas prop bet right here. Longest run from scrimmage over under 19.5 yards for Tyreek Hill. Now, I think you'd have to change that to longest play from scrimmage, because a lot of times he's catching passes too. It couldn't just be a run.
He's got 3 runs over 50 yards this year.
Right, but I think to make that bet, it should be pass, you know, catch or run. Do you agree, or do you think it should only be runs?
I think it should only be run.
All right. here's a good one from at Emo Skins. Emo Skins fan says, over under end zone fade routes 2. I would take the under on that. We're not doing that one. They didn't throw a fade last week, did they?
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Although, did you see in our interview with Gruden when Chick and B. Mitch joked that why would they throw a 50-yard fade route to Josh Doctson? Gruden.
Well, I suggested on Twitter when they ran a little shovel pass to Crowder on 3rd and goal at the 5.
You wanted the fade there.
Said, wouldn't you rather see the fade? I don't know. I didn't put up a poll, but a lot of people did agree with me in the replies that would have been preferable.
I did not agree with you. I kind of like that play call to Crowder there. Crowder's been really good on 3rd downs. All right, here's one. Our buddy Grant Paulson says 0.9 drops for Pryor. So to go over, you're saying Pryor has at least 1 drop. I believe he's had at least 1 drop in every game so far this season, right?
I think so.
So, I mean, that might be easy money. That might be too easy for the over-unders.
Going 0 wouldn't.
Going 0, there wouldn't be much mathematical support to go 0 on that one, but we appreciate the suggestion, Grant. I don't know. Claus Diedrichsen, I hope I'm saying that right, is just kind of saying hello. So we're saying hello back, dude. I don't. That's not really an over-under he's suggesting. All right. Oh, right. So this is our boy RR at Rohitian RR. He gave us our first ever one of these, and it was a good one. He gave us Kirk Cousins' numbers last season, I think, right? Last week,
yeah,
rather.
As they started.
Right, for week 3, but he gave us the number to set it. So this one I kind of like, Tandler. So he wants an over-under on Redskins' time of possession. So the time of possession was a key for them to beat the Raiders. He says no Kansas City opponent has broken 30 minutes time of possession. In the Skins' wins, so in L.A. and against Oakland, they've averaged 35 minutes, 17 seconds of time of possession. They only had the ball 22 minutes in the Eagles' loss. So he wants to set the over-under right at their average time of possession at 35 minutes. What do you think of that?
That's too high. I don't like the – I mean, I like the notion – 35 is too high.
Right. I think that would have to be like 32.
I'd go with 31.
Okay.
Actually.
Just so that they have the ball a little bit more than half the time.
Right. I think that'd be a good accomplishment against an offense as good as the Chiefs.
All right. Hopefully you're writing these down because we're going to have to figure something out.
I'm not.
Great. At K Welsh 83 wants crowd noise induced false start penalties at 4. I would take the under. That's a lot. I know Arrowhead's wild and it's Monday night, but I think that's too easy to take the under. Drew Grove wants to know how many tackles will Zach Brown have on Monday. He's averaging right around 10. Is that right, Taylor?
I don't know. Tackles are a dumb stat. I
forgot how mad you get about tackles.
Yes.
This one I like, and this is from our boy Rush Manuel. Good dude. Good Twitter follow.
Yeah.
TM. 16 carries for P. Ryan. He also suggested 3 sideline shots of Tom Sula spitting or growling. And then, I like this one. 1 picture of Jay Gruden and Andy Reid on the Packers coaching staff. But it would be John Gruden, right? Jay wasn't on that staff, just John.
I believe, but John won't be doing the game, so that would be a possibility.
It's a possibility. And that TM's got a lot. He says 2 field goals for Dustin Hopkins. I guess he hasn't hit 2 in 1 game, right?
Right.
Rigo 70 Chip says a combined missed field goal. We're not doing field goals, man. All right. Rohishan RR has sent another one in. Now he's saying that the Skins, can they hit 36 minutes? I think that's entirely too high. All right. Taylor, do you want to do one of these about the Chiefs players? I kind of like that idea.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I guess get to Redskins.
Okay, that settles it. Taylor does not want to do Chiefs players. We are going to go another week with RR's suggestion. The 3rd over-under will be 31 minutes time of possession for the Redskins. With that, the over-unders are set. We've got Kirk Cousins' pass yards at 292, 110 rush yards, and 31 minutes of time of possession for the Redskins. This is going to be fun to pick come Friday. All right, stay with us. We are going to play the Kendall Fuller and Monte Nicholson interviews from Sunday night after the Raiders game. 2 young guys with very bright futures. I think Redskins fans have good reason to be excited by both of them. Hope you enjoy these interviews. Folks, I have one. Beyond doing your Survivor pool, I need you guys to give us reviews on iTunes or Google Play, wherever you're getting these podcasts. I need you to leave us some reviews. So if you hit me on Twitter with a good over-under, leave a review when you listen to the podcast, and maybe I'll get you another item out of Rich Tandler's closet. As always, I sincerely appreciate everybody listening. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer. And tonight, Derek Carr and the Raiders had no turnovers. You got 1 of 2 interceptions off him.
Yeah.
Your first interception of your career.
Yep.
What was going on there? What did you see?
Really just a lot of film study, you know, just knowing where he's going to be looking at, whether we're in 2 high or 1 high, you know, knowing whether he wants to throw it back shoulder or, you know, lead his receiver down the field. So just a lot of film study, you know, seeing how he likes to get his receiver the ball.
On the pick, it seemed like you waited until the absolute last second to turn your head.
I mean, really just, you know, once I felt I was in good position to turn my head, you know, I looked back and the ball was just there. So timing was perfect.
All right, so I asked Monte this. He said he held on to the intercepted ball he got.
Yeah.
What about you?
I did not. You know, I was in the moment. I actually don't know what I did.
What happened?
I don't know. Jano kept on telling me to run to the end zone just in case I wasn't tagged down. But now I'm going to have to get another one now so I can keep it.
Save that one.
Yeah, save that one.
You know you're going to get a text from your brothers. You got to keep that ball.
Yeah. They're probably more happy about little stuff, making tackles, probably talking to me about my technique at the line. So they're going to be happy about the
pursuit angles, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But overall, this defense played lights out.
Yeah.
I mean, the Raiders came in here, the number one scoring offense in the NFL. Did you guys execute perfectly or could you be better?
We can definitely be better. You know, a couple plays that we gave up and, you know, something that we're going to go in on Tuesday and get in the film room and correct. But, you know, that's something that we've been doing since training camp, just trying to be great, you know, have great leaders like DJ. You know, guys just pushing us to be great. You know, we're not going to settle for anything short of that.
You are a different player than your rookie year last year. And I know you're fully healthy this year.
Yeah.
And last year that took some time. What has been the biggest part, besides the health, of your jump in year 2?
Really just, you know, just trusting myself, you know, trusting what I see on film, you know, trusting my body, just going out there playing fast, not thinking. And, you know, just it's always good to have Coach Gray back there, you know, having a guy I can trust and, you know, who's harping on the little things day in and day out.
DBU,
always.
Brian Mitchell has a question for you, Bethesda.
Hey, Kendall, congratulations on a very good game, man. It's always good to see you doing things week in and week out now. Well, when you're sitting back there, do you get an opportunity to see the pass rush up front And can you comment on what those guys were doing in front of you?
When we're in man coverage, I can't see it. But when we're in zone coverage and I'm sitting back there, man, it's a blessing. The way those guys were rushing, you know, the way they were getting after it. You know, every time we come on the sideline, I was just telling them thank you, just appreciate it, just how much it makes our job easier.
All right, before I let you go, obviously throughout the NFL, Kendall, today, obviously a lot of teams were in unison, in unity in their protest. Did that have any, feeling in that locker room for you guys when you decided to go out as a team with your owner on that field and lock arms? Did that have any, give you something extra at all in how you guys played tonight?
I think a lot of guys are going to feel different about different mm-hmm. things. You know, a lot of guys are going to react different for different things. But we just wanted to do something together as one, as a team. For me personally, you know, I just like to come out here and play ball, man. Just have fun, enjoy it. Just play the game I've been playing my whole life. So that's kind of how I like to focus on it. Yeah.
Wow, you heard the yardage difference there. I mean, your defense was dominant. You are just a rookie to come out here in your third game in the NFL and put out that kind of effort. How are you feeling right now?
I feel great, actually. But it's not because of what happened in the game and the picks and the interception and the hits. It's because my teammates and my coaches, they believed in me, you know, to put me in there and to trust me and go out there and do what I needed to do.
How about the interception? I think it was only the second play from scrimmage of the game. What did you see? What were you reacting to?
All week, coaches and my teammates were telling me to, you know, read the quarterback because where he's looking, you know, initially is pretty much where he's going. Stay over top. And that's what I did, you know, read his eyes. And I almost couldn't really believe he threw it. once we see ball, get ball. That's what we say in the DB room. And he threw it in the air. You know, it's our ball. So, you know, I had to go grab it.
And with a guy like DJ, who's such a leader, when you guys got onto the sideline, what did he say to you after that?
Oh, man. He was just talking.
The edited version.
He was just talking. You know, good stuff. He was proud of me, you know, to say the least. You know what I mean? Obviously. Just because we spent so much time and looking at film and, you know, him trying to get me acclimated to an NFL game and everything like that. And he was going on and on about how proud he was. But then he didn't let me forget that we still had the rest of the game to play.
And then when you and I were walking out of the locker room, it was pretty great. I asked you how you felt you played, and you said, hey, I like to hit people. You got to lower that boom a few times. What does it feel like to just take guys out of the game, all totally legal, just big hits?
You never really want to injure anybody.
Sure.
But, it was a clean hit. It's a clean hit. I've liked to hit people since I was little. So, I was just trying to make the tackle, trying to get our team off the field. And like I said, when your number's called, you got to make the play.
So week one, you guys didn't have exactly the game you would have wanted here at home. Week two, you're on the road in L.A., and there's Redskins fans going crazy. Here tonight, this place was live. What did it feel like to really get to feel that home crowd?
Oh, man. I couldn't say enough. You know, the fans were in full force this week. Loved it, you know, especially for my first time being Sunday Night Football under the lights. It was insane. You know, had a lot of fun. You know, being out there with the guys, you know, just going, especially, and the W makes it even 10 times better.
Absolutely.